With the shift in consumer behaviors and the evolution of technology, small and medium businesses are doing everything they can to keep up. Businesses are either changing their business models to an online one or growing existing marketing efforts with digital marketing strategies. The Marketing Advisor Show each week will talk about how to grow your business through digital marketing. It's time for the Marketing Advisor Show on 104.5 WOKV. Here's your host, Digital Sales Director with Local Solutions and Cox Media Group, Mark Chaplin.
Good afternoon. This is the Marketing Advisor Show, 104.5 WOKV. I'm your host, Mark Chaplin, and today I'm joined with Mike Anderson and John Showalter of CMG. Gentlemen, thank you for joining me today.
My pleasure.
It's good to be with you, Mark.
And today we're going to be talking about, as a business owner, given that things are starting to slowly open up and progress economically, what do we do now? What do we do next? How do we get ready? How do we make ourselves known in the right way as people start to come back and we slowly reopen? And with that topic, I want to give the context of we've all heard that, you know, these are trying times. We've all heard that this is the new normal. We've all heard that the way things have to be done has to be different. And for some people that, whether it's consumer side or business side, can be very difficult to overcome. But growing or you know, declining business is really the only direction. So how do you continue to grow in this climate? And what do you let your consumers know about it? So my first question to you guys, and feel free to jump in as you need to, but if you're a business owner, what changes just in your business setup? And I mean that in a couple ways, like physically, like how do people, if you have a brick and mortar, how do they come in and interact with you? And how do you convey that to them if your business model has changed, or moreover, if it stayed the same? Right. Mike, do you want to chime in first? And
sure. First of all, if you're running a business right now, hang in there. Things are going to be okay. We're going to have to make some adjustments. I think my recommendation to folks that are running businesses right now begins with listening and just paying attention to what's going on out there. And make sure that you're focused on the distinction between what you're hearing that is opinion and what you're hearing that is information. Because there's a lot of, you know, it's been really politicized, and that's unfortunate. But so just number one, pay attention, and the consumer will kind of lead you to what you should do and how you should do it. You know, there's a few different votes that dictate how you're going to behave as you move forward. You know, the people who set policy, the federal government, state government, you know, the mayor, they're all going to have influence over, you know, how and when who opens. The virus gets a vote. Are we keeping this thing under control? And are things, are people safe? But also the consumer gets a vote. It's really important that you're thinking about what makes the consumer comfortable. I think that, you know, as a business, one of the challenges that you have right now is that we have had 8 weeks to basically forget about you and break all of our old habits. You know, Julie and I, my wife and I, you know, we have date night. There's a night during the week when we're just going to get out of the house and go to Restaurant Row and just enjoy each other's company. I travel a lot for work, or I used to travel a lot for work. And we've gotten out of that habit, obviously, over the last 8 weeks or so. And one of the things we've done to break our routine is just simply to get out of the house is, you know, practice social distancing, but get in the car and just drive around Amelia Island. And we've discovered some restaurants we didn't even know were there. And when it comes back time to getting and indulging again, we're probably not going back to good old Restaurant Row. I mean, we're gonna explore and experiment a little bit. You have to just assume lots of people are in that mindset where you might need to get reacquainted, number one. And number two, what will make people comfortable about coming back physically into your business?
Right.
You know, or how are you communicating to them? Here are the measures that I'm taking to make sure my employees are safe. You know, because people don't want to put other people at risk either. We want to be respectful and realize these essential employees have really earned their wings here over the past 8 weeks or so. And we don't want to put anybody in harm's way. So what are you doing to keep your team safe, number one? And number two, what are you doing to keep me safe? You know, at a grocery store, I want to see people wiping down the shopping carts before they even hit the cart corral in the parking lot.
Yeah,
sure. And then I want to know they've been wiped down again when, you know, before I grab it at the front of the store. So just that mindset. What are you doing to social distance? You know, what are you doing? Are you handing out face masks or encouraging them, you know, before people walk in? Thinking about your business from the consumer's point of view, I think is going to be essential.
Right, John? I want to touch on that a little bit. You know, habits have changed, and the way that we go about our daily lives have changed. You know, to Mike's point about, you know, now we're going to go out and explore different things. The same old routine that you had prior to this is now going to change. And so I think for business owner, business manager, it's a great opportunity for you to be able to talk to people that maybe wouldn't have considered you before. And, you know, I agree with keeping your employees, you know, safe and distanced and healthy, doing that for your consumers or potential consumers. But I think another thing that you've got to do as a business owner that's important is you've got to offer, you know, you've got to offer possibility and hope for people. I mean, for 8 weeks now, we've talked about, you know, hunker down at home and we don't know where this is going to end and we don't know where the buck stops and we still don't. But I think there's some light at the end of the tunnel right now. It's an opportunity for a business owner to talk to people, offer them some hope, some excitement. You know, I mean, the walls are kind of caving in at home. We haven't had a lot of excitement. I'm a sports nut myself. There's been sports. There's not been a lot of activities. We've not been able to engage with other people. So there's, you know, there's kind of a lack of excitement on just staying home. So how can you offer excitement to your potential customers? You know, whether that be through an offer, whether that be through just an opportunity to, you know, get into your showroom. One client that I've got in particular that's done a good job of adapting. Certainly there's nothing exciting about tires. I'm not, certainly not advocating that. But, you know, what they've done is they've offered a mobile tire. You know, if you need tires, we'll come to you, come to your office, come to your home, come to a place where, you know, where it works for you. And they, you know, they put the tires on, take the tires off, and it's a touchless transaction. You know, the transaction is done, where you don't have to engage with anybody whatsoever. You don't have to come into a showroom or a shop. Yeah. And, you know, that's been a great, we're a couple weeks in now, but the initial impact of that has been fantastic. I know a lot of restaurants have done that. And, you know, I think who would have thought, you know, even 2 or 3 months ago that, you know, a mobile tire outfit would be something of consideration. So kind of thinking outside the box and how can you socially distance, still offer your product and do it in a more convenient manner?
Yeah, I think that makes it very relevant to what we're dealing with. And I had a couple things come in my head because right now what we've known, you said even 2 or 3 months ago, who would have thought a mobile tire delivery would have been successful. My brother actually owns a garage and he's out in Texas, but I spoke with him and I was just like, how's it going? You know, he does state inspections. He does a lot of the small stuff, but important, but with people not driving as much, he's definitely felt it. And he said, you know, I'm not making any money right now, but I'm keeping my guys on and we're still here and open. And I said, man, that is amazing. That's what people need to hear, because when we get to come back out, every single one of us want to be quote unquote normal again, and going back to a place and seeing those same faces getting that same great service, that's going to make people, to your point, John, feel good and get excited about the fact that even though this was so tumultuous and difficult, we were able to get back to normal. And he said, well, what does that even mean? I said, all you have to do, just really organic, get out your phone, take a picture of those guys, take a selfie with them, you know, the best you can, 6 feet apart, of course. And I said, just let people know, hey, we're not as busy as we were, but we're still going to be here when we get out. If you're not sure how to do this or how to go about it, just give us a call. Here's our number. And, you know, it's one of the things that I think, because my next point was actually, is my delivery of goods or my delivery of services the same? And we've already made it very clear that it's not. So what was once a convenience has now become a necessity, meaning if you're really busy and you're just running and gunning all the time, stopping and going to a tire shop might not have been really that viable if you're working 50, 60 hours a week. But now that they have developed this model, you know, to your point, John, to where they can come to your place and do the touchless tire service, if they can do it at home, you know, I would hazard a guess they'd be able to do it at the office. So this can be another extension of their business once that brick and mortar gets running. So I think, you know, out of adversity and out of necessity comes not only invention, but comes innovation. And it sounds like the people that are making the right moves in this time can take what they've had to do and now make it part of what they can do when we get back to normal. Mark, if you're just joining.
I wanted to just kind of share something about my own business. We're working from home right now. I've certainly never been a person that wanted to work from home. I like the work environment, but we were forced into it. I've got a home office, and, you know, making changes to your business doesn't necessarily have to be wholesale changes. And my own experience, I had my office set up, my desk faced the wall, and kind of just looking at the wall day by day. And one day I was like, I'm just going to turn my desk around. I can see out the window now, and it just, my creativity's flowing. Something as simple as, you know, it doesn't have to be wholesale. Just something as simple as turning my desk around just made it more enjoyable to come up to my home office. Like I said, it's almost re-engaged me in a way. So if you take a look at your business, I think sometimes it feels like, oh, we got to make these wholesale changes. We got to change everything about the layout of the store and the structure. It doesn't always have to be like that. That what I did is a very simple example, but you know, I think it can apply in a lot of ways. Don't think you have to just change everything. Sometimes it's very minor changes that'll work and make things, you know, better and more efficient for your business.
Not having to reinvent the wheel, so to speak, just give it a small turn. I like that. If you're just joining us, this is the Marketing Advisor Show on News 104.5 WOKV. And we're talking about, as business owners, what do we do now? What do we do next as things start to open up? And I'm joined with Mike Anderson and John Showalter. Another topic that I wanted to touch on, gentlemen, was, and John, it's what you were just alluding to in your personal work, but how are you messaging this, right? You made it known to yourself, like, oh, I need to quit staring at this wall and I need to open myself up to keep my business going in the right direction, right? And that little bit, it spurred creativity. It got you opening up. And to your point a few minutes ago, you said that we need to offer some hope. We need to offer some positivity for people as we're stuck at home. And I think everybody would agree with that. But how are we messaging that? How are we letting them know? Is it something like business as usual? We've been going just a little bit slower, or we're here, and even though we have to do things different, we're still the same business that you know and trust, right? What do you think that looks like, maybe business over business? Mike, I'm not sure if you had something on your mind about that.
Sure. You know, and the way John was just talking about innovation and making the point that, you know, you don't need to build a mountain or a skyscraper, just a little bit of a modification to the way you're thinking is important. I think that you solve the innovation issue and you solve the communication issue in the same way. And that is focus on not your process, but your purpose. You know, you can't just, you know, get into the office in the morning, turn on the lights, you know, open up the doors and just be what you were 6 months ago necessarily. I think it's a really smart time to stop and think about what is it that you do in the products and services that you sell that really matter to the consumer. And why do you matter? And why do you matter now? Because it could be a little bit different now. And just make sure you understand that. This is about, you know, looking your customer in the eye, making eye contact to the extent that you can, really listening. You know, that eye contact and that nod of a head that even from 6 feet acknowledges, you know, we've been through a lot together. And I know what I can do right now that is really important to you and adds value to your life. If you start there, why do I matter to the customers that I serve? Innovation will find you. You don't even need to go looking for it. You just serve in different ways. I think that, you know, when you're talking about a communication strategy, that's exactly what we need to do. It's not just an advertising campaign. It's not just, you know, at times like these, or them through a lot. We've got your back. In these uncertain times, you know, people have heard enough of that.
Yeah.
How are you going to help them? That's what they want to know. And I want to make sure that that communications plan finds its way into every message I put out there. On the radio, of course, because we're on WOKV, but you know, also in any messaging delivery you do, this should be a part of your online marketing, your search, your social, your native, your media, your own website, and just make sure that it's consistent. How do I serve? What do I solve? And why do people value me now? Because their priorities have changed. And if you're not paying attention to what their new collection of priorities are, it's going to be harder than it needed to be. I'll just leave it there.
Digital marketing is a wise investment decision, and it's also an effective marketing channel that will help you grow your business. We will be right back to the Marketing Advisors Show on 104.5 WOKV. Digital marketing provides business owners the best chances for survival, competition, and business growth. You're listening to the Marketing Advisor Show on 104.5 WOKV.
And one word, Mike, that you mentioned is value. And how are you adding value to your consumer? And I think, you know, messaging is always key, and certainly, you know, now more so than ever, you know, your message and how you're portraying it. And, you know, to Mike's point about, you know, we've all heard, we're in this together, we're in the fight, or the president's using the term warrior, I think, right now. I think people have that. But how are you adding value? What is it that you're doing that is important to the person and going to help them? And, you know, Mark, one thing that we offer at Cox Media Group is, you know, we have a creative team, and we do marketing strategy models. And certainly that's something that I do with clients now. You know, I've got clients that have been with me for 7, 8, 9 years that we're resetting. We're doing another marketing strategy model because things have changed. Things have changed for us all. And so, you know, to a listener out there, I would like to do it with you for your business. We can sit down and talk about, you know, kind of who you were before, where you see yourself now. And then, you know, as we're starting to see the light and come out of this, what's your plan moving forward? What is that message? How does that work? How does it need to change? And, you know, what is your track to, as we start to get out of this, how are you going to be better? You know, are you going to thrive or survive? You know, we probably all heard that some. And how do we come out of this, and as we look back on it, know that we've thrived through this? Because, you know, if we just survive through it, you know, there are a lot of people that are doing that, but if you're willing to thrive through this and take the steps to thrive, not just through marketing, but through all the things that we've talked about this morning, I think we'll look back on this, you know, 4 or 5 years down the road and say, you know, that really was unfortunate, but, you know, we got through it and we thrived through it and we were better on the other side. So, you know, anybody listening, I'd like to do a marketing strategy model with you and talk about your business and dig down. You can call me 904-662-4924. That's John Showalter at 904-662-4924. And the marketing strategy model really just digs into who you're talking to, who you are, where you want to be, and how do we get that messaging right for the desired consumer that you had before, and certainly one that maybe you have an opportunity to get as we move through this.
John, I'm really glad you brought that up, because if you really stop and think about it, the target customer you serve may have changed. You know, we have a highly volatile employment situation going on out there. Not as bad in Jacksonville as in other parts of the country, but who you think of as your ideal consumer could be a different description than you thought of 6 months ago. So that target may have changed, and the things that compel them, the things that they're looking for right now may have changed. You know, again, 6 months ago, grocery shopping, I'm not a big grocery shopping fan, but I mean, to me, the benefit that you saw in a grocery store was, you know, a big basket full of stuff, cheap. And it's not like that now. It's, do you have curbside, you know, pickup? Do you have delivery? Are you maintaining all the social distancing things that are part of the phase one rollout plan out of the White House? And those are the things. My list of benefits is different now. It's not how cheap is the hamburger. It's something different right now. So it couldn't be more important. But also, when you understand who you want to serve as a business and what they want when they buy the thing you sell, you also have to realize that there have been a whole list of new contenders that have emerged that can satisfy or solve that problem. Instacart wasn't even on my list 6 months ago. And there's been times when I lean on them now. So who are the new solutions providers that emerge? It might not just be the car dealership just down the street. It could be a whole different kind of an avenue that I'm thinking about that doesn't even look like your business does. So smart move on just suggesting, have you reset your marketing strategy? Might not need to change a thing, but you could spot an important twist that frankly is going to keep you from spending lots of money in the wrong ways. And all of us want that right now.
Agreed.
Digital marketing is a wise investment decision, and it's also an effective marketing channel that will help you grow your business. We will be right back to the Marketing Advisor Show on 104.5 WOKV. With the shift in consumer behaviors and the evolution of technology, small and medium businesses are doing everything they can to keep up. Businesses are either changing their business models to an online one or growing existing marketing efforts with digital marketing strategies. The Marketing Advisor Show each week will talk about how to grow your business through digital marketing. It's time for the Marketing Advisor Show on 104.5 WOKV. Here's your host, Digital Sales Director with Local Solutions and Cox Media Group, Mark Chaplin.
I think with everything that we're discussing, it talks about the fact that, yes, things have changed. If you haven't pivoted, you still have time to. And if you haven't, it's going to be because maybe you've been so busy as an essential business that you haven't really had a chance to think about it. And if you've been in that spot, then people need to know what you've done for them as consumers, but also as a community to really be there through the thick and thin. But if you like you were saying, John, just to survive and thrive. If you've been able to survive, then it's time to thrive. And a lot of times it's hard to zoom out, to see what it is that you could be doing better, what it is that you need to be doing better. And I think from a really organic standpoint and really just going to it, like what are you promoting? And I think a lot of different things come to mind for a lot of different businesses. If you provide a service that was tactile, meaning you had to come into contact with people, right? You've had to change what that is, but let them know what that means. Like, hey, we've kept our staff on and we've taken care of them by ensuring we have, an unlimited virtual supply of gloves. We make sure that they have masks when needed. We make sure that everything is wiped down. And maybe it's at a point where you had to take a bit of a pause, and as things open up, so do you, and say, hey, we're back open for you guys. We're here. What we used to do this way, now we're doing this way, right? Before you come in, before you swing by, we're going to need you to make your appointment online. Tell us what it is you need, and then we can prepare for you, right? I know in the health space, telemedicine has obviously just been a boon, because if we can't leave, we still need that kind of attention. And that service has changed hands, because now without even visiting a doctor for things that are mild, we can get the direction and the prescription that we need. But if it's something more serious, we can still do the triage or front load what that visit needs to be without coming in contact. And I think that idea can really carry over to other models. And from a promotion standpoint, if you're back open and you want to offer a discount, right, I think that's something that some businesses might be a little reticent to bring up money in this time. But to your point, Mike, with the economic situation we're in and the fact that there's been so many layoffs, we haven't felt the brunt of it in Florida like a lot of places. But let people know that you're right there with them and that you're willing to offer a discount to them. With all that being said, what actions or behaviors, do you think consumers as a whole want to associate with a business or brand? I know that's going to depend on the sort of vertical, but I want your thoughts on that. And then after this, we'll take a quick break. And Mike, when we come back, I know you had some really good detail and factual stuff that we can share with listeners. But I wanted your thoughts as far as what you guys think or feel consumers want to associate with businesses or brands at this point.
Well, that is really a broad question, and it depends on the vertical. But What I want more than anything right now is just to make sure that, first of all, local is really important to me, because I know the people that I've relied on for years have been through a lot. I'm speaking as a consumer. I know the people that I depend on have been through a lot, and and that attitude, that this together, just that eye contact and the sense that, like I appreciate you as a consumer, you appreciate me as a customer. I think that's one of the most important things you can do. And then just, focus on the job to be done, and make sure that you're fixated on the purpose that brought me there, and not just, we're to your point, John, a tire store. Here's how we do things. We're a bank. Here's how we do things. We're a shoe store. Here's how we do things. It's not just that routine. A lot of habits have been broken. A lot of routines have been broken. And as people in an austere or in a more pragmatic economy, I'm looking to solve problems or get value out of the business. So, I want to hear that. I want to know what you're doing that actually contributes to my life. And I want to know you're not taking me for granted. I think that's a good place to start.
And that keyword just keeps coming up, guys. It's value. And regardless of the vertical, what your business is, how are you providing value to your customers? I think now more than ever, that's important. Certainly the safety element, the health element is also equally as important. But, whether it be a discount or whether it be, some sort of special offer, I think that's important. Price, is always somewhere in the funnel. But I think the value is just key more now than it ever has been before.
And values, by the way, don't make the mistake of thinking value means cheap or free. Well, that's not the point at all. Value is values. Think of it in terms of values. Teachers are working so hard to help their kids learn, even though they're not in my classroom. Our health workers are prepared to sacrifice so much and have sacrificed so much. What are you doing to support them? What are you doing to help parents that are, very often either out of work or working from home and also standing in as that face-to-face school teacher? How are you supporting people that have been through a ton here? That speaks to value. It's not just about free or giving away your margin. That is not at all the point. So you got to make a buck too. We got to earn a living so we can pay those people we want to hire back or that we have hired back.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. And it's I would say funny, but it's just really good timing. My wife's actually a teacher in Duval County, and the PTA did this wonderful thing for her. Not for her, but for all of the teachers at her school. And there's a local pizza chain that is offering a small pizza, good for this week, for all the teachers at the school. And it's not much. I'm sure they might have a little bit of a loss on what that is, but she already said, on this day, we're going to get this pizza. This is what I want on it. And we can also order this and this and this. From just that simple gesture, it made her feel good, right? It also made her want to buy something else, and it gets us out of the house, right? And to see her light up like that, because I can only imagine from a teacher's standpoint, because I'm in my office and she's over in hers, I can only imagine what she has been working through and working with, because it's trying enough, of course, when she's in the classroom with them. But now she's like, gosh, it's the weirdest thing. I'm not walking around as much, so I feel different, and I know the way I'm talking is different and the way they're learning is different. She goes, well, they're doing really well, but I just don't know. And then to have a business reach out to such an important group of people that touches so many, because not only are the teachers going to know about that, but their spouses are. And of course, the students are going to let their parents know, right? So that small gesture has a huge reach. And I think not only are they doing something good for the community, but they'll be able to get a lot out of it. So something like that, maybe, back to the tire reference, John, hey, we'll come to you and we'll do one for free if you do three, something like that, right? It's kind of quick and catchy, but it says, hey, we're still here for you. We need to make a buck, but that's, if a man doesn't make money, he can't hire another man, is what my granddad used to say, right? And so those fundamental things are are just more paramount now and more recognizable. Maybe it's because we've slowed down and been forced to slow down so much, but it's also really helped us just focus on what we have, what we need, and what we can do about both of those situations. If you're just joining us, this is the Marketing Advisor Show on News 104.5 WOKV. Again, I'm Mark Chaplin, and I'm joined with Mike Anderson and John Showalter today, and we're talking about, if I'm a business owner, what do I do next? What do I do now? And we've gone over quite a few ideas and strategies as far as how to let people know who you are, where you are, what you've been doing, and what you plan to do. And I know, Mike, I want you to touch on this real quick, and then after we go over this, I want to focus on, as a business owner, something that, you know, John, you've been at CMG for over a decade. I've been in advertising and marketing for over a decade. Mike, you've had literally decades of experience in this field. And I know you guys have heard this phrase, but control what you can control, right? We're all forced to stay home, and we can't control that, right? But there are things that we can control, like how we get information, how we disseminate that information to others, and how we have others perceive us. And Mike, you alluded to before we got on the air that you had some really good pieces to share. I'd like you to cover those, and then we'll let the listeners know how they can access those too.
Man, this is so important, because as a business owner, I mean, you have enough stress in your life. And I think this is absolutely crucial. We saw this after 9/11. We saw it during the Great Recession. And I'm pounding on this drum now too, which is, if you're focused as a business owner on the national headlines, the news that's coming out of Wall Street or Washington, it's a very, very scary time. You're going to see some horrible headlines. You're going to hear some horrible stories. We already have. But what I think is a really smart thing for a business owner to do, if you're running a business in Jacksonville or in North Florida or in the Southeast, focus on the headlines that are here. Focus on the statistics, the data that is here. One of the things that might be helpful to an example of how to do that. You know, yesterday we heard some horrible job loss numbers again. But you have to understand that there's markets in the U.S. that are getting clobbered in a much more different way than we are in Jacksonville. Are we feeling it? Absolutely we are. But we have a really diversified economy here. You know, in addition to shipping and tourism, we have education, we have healthcare, we have manufacturing, we have tech. We have so many things going on in this market that other communities are not as fortunate to have that diversified economy. So if a sector gets hit really hard, the whole community suffers. So I don't want to just look at the national unemployment numbers. I want to look at the local employment numbers. This is not hard. Now, you can do this at the Bureau of Labor Statistics. It's very easy to pay attention to that. And when you look at the local employment picture, you understand there's still plenty of opportunity to serve people that are still getting a paycheck in Jacksonville, in Duval County. Likewise, you know, home values. If you think about the Great Recession and how upside down home values were, you know, this recession that I believe will be announced that first week in July. I'm not a forecast. I don't make predictions usually, but pretty safe bet. As we exit the second quarter, we're going to hear that we're in recession. But it's not a bubble like the Great Recession was. This was brought on by a bug. And as soon as we squash the bug, or at least learn how to deal with it in a post-crisis level world, you know, we're not going to be beyond COVID-19 for at least a while. So people are going to learn to live with it and move forward. And once we're past that apex, past that kind of crisis mentality that we've been in, things should come back fairly quickly. They may come back differently. You know, there may be businesses that don't really sustain value as they move forward, but lots of them will. It's not a bubble like we saw. So, you know, home values, just as an example, home improvement is still a great category to be in. Still need those services. Financial, still a great category to be in. So what's going on with home values in the Jacksonville area? I'm gonna leave you guys with a handout, with a one sheet that provides links to some of those kind of sources. You know, interest rates, another really good point of optimism, positivity for consumers. So, you know, those are the things I would be watching. You know, as somebody who's running a business, the things that I am watching as somebody who works with a lot of businesses all over the CMG footprint, I think those are smart things to pay attention to, and happy to leave that with you folks so that, you know, if your listeners want access to it, you know, Mark or John, they can get a hold of you, I guess, and just pay attention to the information for yourself, not someone else's, a pundit's translation or interpretation of what the data means. Just look at the data for yourself. It's not that hard.
Yeah, and that goes to the point of, you know, control what you can control. Mike's going to leave that with us. And if you want a copy of that, it'll be a very easy to read and easy to navigate document with links you can click on. My phone number here is 245-8878. And if you'd prefer it over email, it's mark.chaplin. Mm-hmm. That's mark.chaplin@cmg.com. John, I want you to touch on the piece of control what you can control, if you wouldn't mind sharing your information with the audience as well.
Sure. I mean, I think controlling what you can control through this is, you know, you'll drive yourself nuts if you focus on all the things that you can't do, you know, and, you know, we talked a little bit about making little changes, you know, to be able to utilize video conferencing. I mean, I look at my own business, all the time that I spent in the car, you know, going, you know, meeting to meeting and meeting with clients is a fundamental part of my business. It's what I do. But I think one thing that I've realized is rather than make a 20-minute commute, have a 30-minute meeting and another 20-minute commute, sure, that's important in a lot of cases, but not always. You know, sometimes there's things that we can do over a video call. So find things that you can control and make better and, you know, kind of change just small things in your business. That's just an example of, you know, one thing that I've realized is, you know, again, while face-to-face is important, that's just not something that I have to do every single time. So, you know, focus on those things and attack them, you know, and the things that you can't control. And, you know, one thing that I've done too, you know, to Mike's point is I've limited the news, my news consumption. We are a news station here, and I want our listeners to listen as much as possible. But I think if you don't tune it out at some point and tune in to something positive in your life, you know, we talked about creating that excitement with your potential customers, creating, you know, you talked about, to your point, Mark, about the pizza company that made your wife feel so good and so special through this when she's, you know, very challenged right now, you know, teaching kids totally different. You know, all of a sudden you've been a teacher your whole career and you're really good at it. And all of a sudden things have changed, and it's changed for all of us, but for teachers, you know, make those little changes, make people feel good. And, you know, first responders, teachers, there's a lot of people, healthcare workers, there's a lot of people out there right now that if you can do something, you know, above and beyond, I think that's going to really resonate for people long term. I don't think that's the feeling of making somebody feel good is a feeling that sticks with you for a long time.
Yeah, I've had a few mentors and leaders early on and pretty recent professionally that they'll say, you know, you'll forget what someone did, you'll forget what someone said, but you'll never forget how they made you feel.
Digital marketing is a wise investment decision, and it's also an effective marketing channel that will help you grow your business. We will be right back to the Marketing Advisors Show on 104.5 WOKV. Digital marketing provides business owners the best chances for survival, competition, and business growth. You're listening to the Marketing Advisor Show on 104.5 WOKV.
You know, as we wind down, I want to encourage anyone who, if you're struggling or if you need some assistance as far as how do I message, what can I do next to pivot, like I'm still in it, but I know I need to do something differently. I'm not sure what that is. I want to encourage you to reach out. My number again is 245-8878. And in the last couple of minutes here, I wanted to just a quick, you know, 60 seconds from you guys. And I know this might be the lightning round, so to speak, but everything we've talked about, what do you think from a business owner's standpoint? I'm trying to think about the best way to say this, but basically, do you think it's best to tell consumers something, or do you think maybe this is a good time to ask them what they want? And there's different ways to go about that, but I think that's something to keep in mind.
Yes. Both. I think both. you know, right now you want a lightning round. Here's my take on that. Two things, start and stop. By start, here's what I mean. Every company on the planet should be acting as if it is a startup right now. We're seeing a kind of an evolution in our economy. We are not going back to normal. We forward. So think like a startup. Ask every employee in the company to behave as if they work for a startup and get that. Use this as a chance to energize and look at the world in new ways and spot new opportunities. The other thing, when it comes to stop, one of the things I think we've all done, maybe we haven't noticed that we've done this, we didn't realize we've done this, but we have, is there was a whole bunch of things I was doing related to my job before that I was doing it because we always did it that way. And I found a bunch of things that are just completely unnecessary. The velocity of the work I do has gone to light speed. It's just been crazy. And I've had to look at my roster of activities and think, you know what? Why was I ever even doing this? This is stupid. You know, I think that if you're looking for ways of it, making your company more efficient and understanding what you should communicate to the customers you serve, I think the first thing you should start with is a stop list. Things I could stop doing because nobody really cares. I think that'd be a really smart move. And I think in our industry, many of us have been doing that. But
okay. Excellent. John?
I love the stop list, but you know, I'll take it one further. Make a start list, things that you haven't been doing that you're going to start doing differently. And if you take the stop list and compare it with the start list, and you know, I'm going to apply that to myself, honestly. I mean, that's not something that we talked about in show prep for this meeting, but you know, I'm going to do that myself. I think going back to controlling things that you can control, you know, you'll drive yourself nuts if you try to control the things that you can't. Stay positive. It's easy to say, but you know, things that I've done to implement, you know, get out, take a walk, get outside, enjoy your neighbors. There's still things that we can do. And as look, this sucks. I mean, there's no way around it. It's unfortunate. It's been unfortunate for everyone. Everyone's been affected a little bit differently, but you know, stay positive. If you're a business owner, you know, your employees are counting on you. You know that. And, they need you to stay positive. And I commend all the business owners out there listening. Jackson, while we haven't been hit as hard as some, everybody individually is different. And I know people are suffering out there. We understand that. We certainly appreciate you tuning in. Again, you know, I'd like to talk to you about your business. That's what this show is all about. We want to engage with you, talk about your business specifically. We talked, you know, we didn't talk any real specific categories today. I'm always available, John Showalter, 904-662-4924. Mark gave his information. You know, contact Mike. We're all available, and we want to talk through your marketing and not just, hey, you need to do this. Let's get to know your business and how we might be able to help you market right now as we deal with this and how to thrive as we move through it.
Excellent. And again, this is Mark Chaplin. My number is 245-8878. My email again is mark.chaplin@cmg.com. If you want to reach out to myself or John, please let us know. We're here to help and we're always here to innovate. Thank you very much for tuning in. Have a great rest of your weekend. We'll talk again soon.
You've been listening to the Marketing Advisor Show on 104.5 WOKV with host Mark Chaplin, Digital Sales Director with Local Solutions and Cox Media Group. If you have a question for Mark or would like to be a guest on the show, call Mark Chaplin at 245-8878. That's 245-8878. We hope you'll join us next week on the Marketing Advisor Show.